Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. In a competitive job market, making a good first impression is an important step. The Monroe-West Monroe Business and Professional Women's Organization is partnering with Louisiana Delta Community College, providing students with business apparel for those job interviews. Vicki Christ is with BPW, and Julie Salter serves with career and job placement at Louisiana Delta Community College. Ladies, welcome to Lanyap.
Hello, Bob.
Thank you both for being here. And Vicki, BPW, you've had similar efforts in the past in assisting working women in the area. How did this partnership form?
Well, we wanted to do something more locally and help career women get a good start on having business attire and everything. So we collaborated with Delta Community College in order to achieve this goal.
And that's one of the things the previous drives y'all have done have kind of been a national campaign.
Correct.
So how was the connection made there with BPW and Delta?
Judy Wilson, one of our Business and Professional Women's Association, she had been talking to Delta and making some contacts, and just kind of got the idea that it was a great thing to do and working with some of the ladies over at Delta. And so they just kind of formed the idea and went from there.
What's taking place with this drive?
Well, we're doing it all this week. The drop-off will be at Sassy Cats, 504 Louisville Avenue. If you have some gently new or gently used clothing that you would like to donate for these wonderful career women that are starting out, then you can drop them off at 504 Louisville Avenue, the Sassy Cats here in Monroe. And or if you need some further information, say if you need a contact person, you can contact me. My information is on the website for Sassy Cats.
Well, Julie, a professional appearance can certainly benefit a candidate. How is that aspect discussed when it comes to graduates that are ready to look for a job?
Well, before they graduate, we have a lot of seminars for them, and we go into the classrooms and we invite employers to come in and talk to them about what they're looking for in the workforce. They talk to them about, you know, things like ethics and how they need to dress and just professionalism all around. We find that by doing this, our students are more prepared for their job interviews to get out there in the workforce and feel like, you know, that they have a chance at not only getting the jobs, but, you know, staying where they're at. And so, you know, we do mock interviews and help them with resumes, all kinds of stuff to get them prepared.
Do you feel that there are those in transition, say from student to employee, you know, who can truly benefit from this opportunity?
I sure do. Our students are a lot of non-traditional students coming back to, you know, college. And so We tend to realize ourselves that everybody is on such a tight budget that, you know, every opportunity that we can give them to just be able to dress inexpensively but professionally, we like to offer them, and Sassy Cats is wonderful.
Yeah. I guess that's one thing, not only the non-traditional student, maybe those that have been away and that are coming back, and perhaps they're single parents,
yes,
but also the students coming out of high school that say, oh my goodness, I've been so worried about showing up casually for class every day, now it's really time to make this move.
Exactly. We have a lot. I can't tell you every day how many students come in there and say, oh my gosh, I don't have anything to wear. I have a job interview. I have nothing to wear, so I direct them to places like Sassy Cats, you know, and other resale stores where they can dress professionally and just look great and not spend a lot of money.
Yeah. Now, is this drive specifically geared towards those that are graduating, or is it for those going into their senior year?
It's for all students. All students at Delta to be able to go in there and get 50% off the clothing as well as 10% off accessories. And it's a great opportunity. And not only that, but Delta employees have a chance to donate clothing for the cause, and then I'll bring it up there Saturday to Sassy Cats and, you know, give it to them. So,
yeah, kind of learning about the students' approach to this, but from the employer's approach, what do you hear from them about a proper appearance in the workplace?
That is the most important thing, because at first 5 seconds is what they see. When you walk into the room, that is what they see, that first 5 seconds of an impression. And so they tell us that, you know, with our students, make sure that they realize that, because from the moment that they walk in that room, they're looking at them from head to toe. And it's so important that they make a good impression. Otherwise, the rest of the interview kind of dictates that appearance.
Well, Vicki, I'm sure you've heard similar stories about those that have gotten apparel through the Dress for Success campaign that the BPW has been participating in.
Yes, I have. We, and myself working in the business field and everything, then, you know, it's that, like Julie said, that first 5 minutes is just, or 5 seconds, is just so crucial. I mean, when they see that person, that young person or that career person walk in the door, that's their first impression. And they need to make the best possible impression that they can.
Yeah. Again, some of the guidelines as far as, and some of the specific items that y'all are looking for, is it business suits, is it dresses? What?
Well, we're looking for interview attire, new or gently used clothing. I mean, most people know what's proper for interview material, a nice dress, a nice pantsuit, something of that attire. They even take nice dress shoes, something that would be proper for business attire. And don't forget, we need to make a point of be sure that the Delta students bring their student ID so that they can get their 50% discount and their 10% discount on accessories, because they'll have purses and shoes there for them to have a complete outfit for their interview.
And again, that's going to be going on this week, wraps up on Saturday.
Sure is. Now, you can drop clothes off anytime from 9:30 to 5 every day this week, and 9:30 to 3 on Saturday. If you've got a lot of items you'd like to donate, I encourage you to do it, you know, maybe sporadically during the week, so that we won't overwhelm the employees at Sassy Cats.
Looking forward to that drive that is going on. Vicki Crist with Business and Professional Women, and Julie Salter with Career and Job Placement at Louisiana Delta Community College. Ladies, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.